Welcome to Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Branson. Batting third. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Sanders. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Lubbers. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Larry Lubbers. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Renteria. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darrell Whitmore. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benito Santiago. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Greg Brierley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ryan Bowen. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Ryan Bowen. And now, play ball. Bip Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Roberts. The throw from Santiago and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Jeff Branson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Branson hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sabo strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Renteria hits a line drive into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Conine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Samuel strikes out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brumfield takes first base on ball 4. Morris moves to second. Larry Lubbers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lubbers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowen fields it and throws to second for the out. Morris moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Whitmore is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whitmore hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santiago strikes out. There goes Whitmore. The throw from Oliver to second, and Whitmore is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roberts strikes out. One out. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Branson is 0-for-1 in the game. Branson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brierley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Sanders. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Ryan Bowen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bowen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Bowen reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. It's 1-0, Marlins. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowen moves to third. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Renteria is 0-for-1 in the game. Renteria hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Brierley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Whitmore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Reds nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Whitmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whitmore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitmore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitmore for the out. Two outs. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santiago is 0-for-1 in the game. Santiago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jacob Brumfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brumfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brumfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lubbers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lubbers is 0-for-1 in the game. Lubbers strikes out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Weiss. Roberts moves to second. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Branson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Reds nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brierley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brierley hits a line drive into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Bowen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-2 in the game. Sabo is hit by the pitch. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Sabo moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Renteria catches it and throws to second with Weiss covering, to double up Sabo. Two outs. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Reds nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carr for the out. One out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renteria is 0-for-2 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Conine is 0-for-2 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brumfield. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Conine goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Marlins. Darrell Whitmore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitmore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitmore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Lubbers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brumfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Varsho pinch hits for Larry Lubbers. Gary Varsho is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Varsho hits a fly ball into right field. Whitmore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Brumfield. The throw from Santiago and he is safe. Brumfield steals second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Reds nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jerry Spradlin now pitching. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 2 in the game. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brierley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brierley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Bowen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sabo strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sanders hits a line drive into left field. Brierley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Reds nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0 for 3 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brian Harvey now pitching. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morris strikes out. 1 out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jacob Brumfield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brumfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brumfield hits a fly ball into right field. Whitmore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami.